Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you scale your business with digital products step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Eva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience and insights to help you to create the business you love. Seeking the path of least resistance, simplicity, and taking messy action is what we're all about around here. I hope this podcast will inspire you to take that next step. Welcome back to yet another episode of the Savvy Offer Hub podcast. Today, I want to talk about building a peaceful business and stepping away from the hustle culture and just glorifying being busy, stepping away from glorifying being busy. And I have to say that this will be more of a rant or like a free flow kind of episode where I am not coming in prepared whatsoever. I just have like this topic on my mind and it's also something I'm actively pursuing in my life. So I kind of just wanted to talk out loud about it and like see where it takes me. I have been working online for more than a decade now, and I started out as a freelance graphic designer, then eventually I explored many different ventures, I've built several different businesses, I've offered many different services, like I've really tried and tested so many different things. And I feel like for the past decade, literally all the time, except some really, really short periods of time, but I have always been in that never-ending hustle mode of always doing something. And it's not even always about doing something that will actually be profitable, valuable, or all that great at the end of the day. It's more of that concept of like just always filling my days as much as humanly possible and feeling like that's what's gonna like take me further. And right now, I am already recovering from it, and I'm experiencing these very weird moments in my day when I have the whole day wide open, and yes, I still have things to do, and I have some commitments that I, you know, have to make happen, but in most cases, there are no specific deadlines, nothing is done in a rush, there are no days that I literally have no time in. I always will have the time. And often in the mornings, I can sit down and like think about the day ahead. And I feel this weird emptiness almost like. And I mean, there's definitely a lot to uncover here because obviously there are many different things I can do, many different things I can fill my time with, whether those would be hobbies or other business tasks or other business ventures altogether or just something new or the opposite, like focusing on the self-care, focusing on learning, exploring, literally so many different opportunities, right? But I am literally just trying to embrace it and sit with myself when I am in that morning thinking about the day ahead and I'm like, okay, I have nowhere to rush. I don't have a full schedule. And somehow things are working out just fine. And in fact, in most cases, when I have this freedom, when I have like this ease of living, in most cases, that's exactly when I am the most profitable. Like when I make the most profit in my business, that's when I have somehow the most clients. Like despite having the most freedom in my calendar, that usually just equals the times when I do have the most clients. And it's just so interesting for me to realize now after more than a decade, I'm like 31 years old and I'm realizing that, wait, I don't always have to do everything that I can to like prove myself to somebody. And that somebody usually is just me, right? Often the things that I used to fill my calendar with, often those things were just something that I usually just did for myself. Like in some way to make myself feel better, to make myself feel like I'm doing something even when I'm doing nothing, right? And to make myself feel like I am doing everything I can to like push myself further, to push my business further, that I'm feeling like every day with something valuable, with something productive, with something somewhat important. And now that I'm stepping away from that kind of life, and I also have to say that there hasn't really been like a specific point where I like decided to not do that anymore. It's kind of been like a gradual phase of just letting go and learning to be fine with doing less, with not filling my schedule, and with slowing down in just so many phases of my life. It's not only about business, but it's in general just so many other things. I love to enjoy the boredom. I love to enjoy the quietness. I sometimes just love to sit and like look out the window or sit on my balcony and just literally stare in the skies without any purpose. And well, this will get a bit philosophical, but I literally often, especially these days, think like, what is the point of anything? And of course, when it comes to business, often the point is to make money, to have the freedom, to have the time freedom, to have the freedom to do, you know, whatever you want to do, which I'm all here for. But at the same time, when I do sit and just like stare out there, whatever is in front of me, and like think about how are we supposed to spend our days? Like, how do we get that sense of meaning and happiness and like self-fulfillment without driving ourselves nuts with like full schedules? And usually in these moments, I realize that that right there, that moment of like sitting and just being, is kind of the core of living. And sure, we can fill our days with happiness in many different ways. We can connect with people. We can, you know, connect with our families. We can connect with ourselves. And again, circling back to what I said earlier, like we can fill our days with just so many different valuable things and fun things, just joyful things, the things that like feel like fulfilling that purpose, but like in its truest form. And it doesn't have to be the work. And I know that this is a bit all over the place, but honestly, for me, the realization of all of that has been the peak of my career, because I have built the life that I love to live, right? I have built the business that is bringing me in the money. I have, you know, built that base that I can work with no matter what else is going on. And all of that being said, I don't think there's anything bad with the hustle culture per se. I think it really depends on who you are as a person, what are your goals, what it is that you do want to do at the end of the day, and that will really show the path. And when it comes to like being productive and showing up for your business, there will always be a phase, especially if you're just starting, if you're just finding the way to making money, especially in the online space, there probably will be time when you have to work harder, when you might need to put in more hours. It's really hard. I wouldn't say impossible, because I believe that anything is possible, but I want to say that it's rather hard to build a business without committing yourself to it, at least to some extent, right? If you don't have the time to invest in the early days, and those early days might be a month, but it might be a year or 5 years, right? If you don't have that passion, dedication, and actual interest to involve yourself in building your business, it will definitely be a lot harder to successfully build it, to actually get to the point where it is profitable, right? It's important that you actually put in the time. In the simplest form to say it, just to put in the time. You don't have to hustle beyond your means, beyond your energy levels, beyond the time that you have, right? You don't have to sacrifice everything in your life to get to the point. There definitely is a balance. But I think it's also important that in those early days, you do spend some more time and you do put in more effort into making things happen. But then comes the time that I'm talking about right now. Then comes the time when it might be valuable to reevaluate where you are with everything. And at the end of the day what it is that you want. Because especially today in the online space, that hustle culture is really glorified, right? Everybody like seems to be talking about how you can just do more, and there are like so many more opportunities, and you can just scale and expand, and just there's always more to do. It's the same like with shopping. No matter how many things you buy, there will always be more things to buy, and you will always feel like there's like more void to fill with like new purchases. And the same feels like when we're filling our days with to-dos, when we're building more, when we're doing more, when we have more on our to-do list. No matter how much more you're adding and how much more you're squeezing into your day, you will always feel like there's more to add and more to do. And the deeper you are in that cycle, the harder it is to stop, because it feels like there's just so many things that will just not exist unless you get them done. And for me, this genuinely has been the greatest revelation for myself, that I can slow down, that I can let go. And this one especially, and I can even talk about like a specific act you can do when it comes to letting go. So for example, I have tons of different lists, tons of different ideas, to-dos and whatnot in many different spaces, okay? I have them in Asana, in Trello, in Google Documents, in Google Keep Notes, everywhere, right? In the notebooks as well. And over time, I have gathered like so many different ideas in so many different directions for different businesses, for different social media, for different types of offers, for so many different things, right? And I feel like one of the best and one of the most freeing feelings you can have is not to delete everything. I don't mean for you to like delete now years of your work potentially, but to choose at least one of these spaces. If you also have like several different notes stuffed everywhere, choose and just delete without even looking at it. Just delete, let it go, and you will realize that it didn't feel that bad. Like nothing happened. And even if there was something that was somewhat important and you now have lost it, it still probably isn't that important. And this small act of just like deleting something, and I don't mean like deleting one line out of your to-do list. I mean like going to a specific project, delete the whole project. Delete all documents that you haven't opened since 2020. I have so many of those. I actually, in 2022 maybe-ish, I did give up on my previous business email, and I had like Google Documents connected to that email. And ultimately, by giving up on that email, I think after you stop paying for it, it gives you like access for 1 year to all the Google Docs and everything. But ultimately, I never even looked back. I never actually went into those documents, and there were so many, like it was years of my work. There were so many documents, but by starting fresh and having new space, building with that option to like start fresh and actually not have like years of those ideas hanging on to you, that can make such a major difference. Okay, I think my philosophical moment will be wrapped up for now. If you do have any thoughts about this or any of your own experiences, I'm always happy to hear. You can reach out to me on Instagram at Course Creation Lab. That's all bit from me for this time, and I hope to see you around for the next episode.